All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Coral Canyon Infrastructure Financing District. Today is February 3rd, 2026. It is 1:34 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen & Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Nick, your chair, you want to start?
Or Nick Meister with Coal West, board chair.
Beth Robertson, board secretary clerk.
Eric Day, Coal West. What's my position again?
You're the treasurer vice chair.
Treasurer, vice chair.
Lauren Warburton with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our December 2nd meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Did they look accurate?
I'm reviewed those. I have no comments. I'd make a motion to approve.
Thanks, Seth.
Second.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, Lauren, turn it over to you for the expenditure list and then just go into the fourth quarter financials.
I think I might be sharing the wrong screen.
Nope, this is the payment
Can you
listing. You're
see the
good.
payment listing? Okay,
Yep.
perfect. So, board, this payment listing covers the time period from October 1st through December 31st, with the total coming in at $390,283 and some change. Most of that being the bond interest payment from December 1st, but then there are just a few working capital requisition payments for administrative costs. Any questions on any of these payments?
You guys good?
Not for me.
Yeah, looks
Okay.
fine.
Did I get
Not
both?
bad. Interest payments coming out of the interest reserve. How much is left in that? I guess we'll see it in the financials. Never mind.
Okay. Could I get a motion to approve the payment listings?
I'll make a motion to approve the payment listings as presented.
Thanks, Seth.
Second.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, Lauren.
All right, so then moving on to the financial statements. These are the obviously unaudited financial statements as of December 31st. And for the balance sheet here, total assets came in at just over 15.2 million, with the majority of that being in the debt service fund. In the debt service fund, we've got 15.1 million. The general fund has 21,500. And then the capital projects fund is sitting at 89,000. And then on the accounts payable side, we've got just under $5,000 sitting in accounts payable. Any questions on the balance sheet here? Oh, and then I think Seth, you had asked about what was left in the reserve fund. So we've got 775,000 there too.
And what about 800? Not quite in the interest.
Capital reserve,
Yeah.
capital trust fund.
What, remind me what the distinction is between that UMB, the assessment fund 2024, versus the assessment receivable. Is that 3.2 million? Is that assessment payments we've already received to date that are just sitting on the balance sheet in a interest bearing account somewhere?
Yeah, that's a good question, Nick. I don't know how much came into the assessment fund initially, so I don't want to tell you this is all assessment payments received. But it should be just the assessments. And then the receivable here is the expected assessments that are still to come. So that still sits here as an asset, but that is not physical cash as in this 3.2 million that's sitting at UMB currently. Does that help?
When does that 3.2 get paid, dispersed to the bondholders?
That I don't know off the top of my head, Seth. I could certainly check with Shelby and get back to you on that one.
Me see if I can try to find something, Seth.
Yeah, I'm just curious, is it helping us? We have that money, but like I'd want it to go to our benefits to pay down that assessment so we're not have less interest that we have to pay. So that's my only concern is just that we're not sitting on money that we can just that we can pay down that bond with to reduce our interest payment.
Let's see. So for this year, looks like we'll have an interest payment of the 744, and then we don't start capital until 2030. So I've got to think we might be able to start sooner. I don't know what the indenture says on starting sooner. So yeah, like Lauren said, we'll have to get with Shelby to see what it's going to allow us to do. So, Nick, on that, the assessment fund, the money that would be in there should be part of whatever interest bearing account the rest of the money's in. It still should be making that amount of interest, if that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Probably, I feel like we've had kind of similar conversations in the last couple of meetings about the timing of that principal repayment. So I know we've hashed it out a little bit in the past, but that still seems a little interesting to me that we don't have the obligation to make a principal payment on the bond until 2030. But these projects are going to be completed.
Well,
Mostly
beforehand.
well before that. So it's kind of one of those things. It's like, I get the concept that the total assessment revenue was essentially the holistic stream of payments that the bondholders were purchasing. And whether that goes towards, interest or principal repayment, it's kind of like the same pot of money is going to pay all that. So, but
My
to Seth's
gut
point,
feeling is we should be able to. You know what? Well, I'll get a hold of Matt before range. That way I should have an answer for you.
That'd be good because once that, I mean, that 10 million of deferred assessed revenue, offsets the assessment receivable. But all that 3.2 million that's just sitting there. Like either we're going to use that for future debt service because that reserve fund of 775 only gets us a couple more, covers a couple more of those payments at 300,000. So either we use that 3.2 to help pay for debt service, or to pay the interest payments in the interim, or we could start chipping away at the principal. And but my understanding is that when we've looked at it in the past with Matt, there's essentially like a fixed, call it guaranteed or promised interest component to the bonds that you can't get around, or that that's doesn't change whether you pay down the principal early or not. It's like kind of a fixed payment. So, anyways, probably now that we've got a good little slug of money there, it's probably worth figuring out what we need to do with it.
Any other questions on the balance sheet before we move on to the statements? Okay.
Can you guys
So,
hear Lauren okay? Because I can barely hear her.
uh-oh.
I had to turn up my
I did too, but
volume
then everybody
a
else is
little.
really loud.
About now? Still the
A
same?
little better,
Yeah.
but not much.
In our next
I'm not
meeting,
having
maybe
an
I'll.
issue.
Okay.
In our next meeting, I'll try to go in a room and not have you guys on my earbuds. Let's see. So general fund here, total revenues are made up of interest income that came in at 2100, and then total expenditures came in at just over 44,000. And it looks like all of that is made up of the administrative costs that were paid, so made up of legal, insurance, audit, and then accounting costs. Any questions on the general fund? Okay, then we will move on down to the debt service fund. With total revenues, it looks like, to answer your question, Nick, all of that 3.2 million did come from assessment fee revenues. And then we did have just over $100,000 of interest income. And then total expenditures are, they came in at 720,000, which is that bond interest that was paid. Any questions on the debt service fund?
No, not more than what we already talked about.
Okay. Then last one here, we have the capital projects fund. Total revenues came in at just over 48,000, all of that being interest income. And then total expenditures just over 4.5 million, with the majority of that being capital outlay, but a small chunk, $12,000, being engineering costs. Any questions I can answer here on capital projects? Okay, then that is all I have for financials.
Okay, if you guys are good, we could take a motion to accept the financials as presented.
I'll make a motion to present the financials as presented.
Thanks, Seth.
Second.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Right.
Right, that's unanimous. All right, Lauren, can I get the screen back?
Oh, I don't see a stop sharing this time, so let me see. Will it let you steal it from me, Michael?
No, it says I have to send a request. Maybe
I
Christy
have
can.
pause share. Oh, and then stop comes up. Thanks everyone for witnessing my technical challenges.
Oh, we won't tease you too much. All right, so here's the interlocal. Again, Utah Local Governments Trust is a co-op. They just want us to join. So technically, Matt or Tyler will be the ones that will be listed. Is it in St. George, the district, or is it in Hurricane?
Into Washington City.
Washington City. Okay, I'll change this. If you guys don't have any questions, if we could get a motion then to approve the interlocal with Utah Local Governments Trust.
Just to be specific on that, it's actually both Hurricane and Washington City.
Which one's in Hurricane?
Area 10, which is Cielo.
Yeah, Cielo is not part of this
Oh,
district.
thank you.
This is Rise 2, Isle, and Solith 4.
Gotcha. It's just Washington, though.
Okay, perfect. All right, if I could get a motion then.
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 2026-01, joining
Perfect.
the Utah Local Governments Trust.
Thanks, Seth.
A second.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Right.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, you guys have anything for us?
I think just some clarification on when those payments are due and how they're made and what how that affects our
Okay.
principal.
Yeah.
We paid June 1st and December 1st, so that seven, my screen showing me 744, 975, but let's, I think it was 720 last year, something like that, Lauren, right around there. Whatever those, they get split in half, obviously, so we'll pay June and December. But Seth, I'll call Matt and figure out before range what we can do, how that all stacks up. But I think you're right, Nick, when we had discussed it. They're guaranteed that 14,500,000, the bondholders. If we pay them off sooner, so be it, right? Just shortens down the amount of time. So I don't think it's going to change the interest that we got to pay.
Yeah, I think
So.
this the spirit of it is how do we apply the assessment fund? all that assessment fee revenue that's accruing or accumulating in the account, what are the mechanics for, application of those to whether it be to interest or principal or a combination of
Okay.
both. But I was also curious because we've talked in the past about you've got the capitalized interest account, and then there's that separate reserve fund. Read the exact nomenclature for it, but there's that separate kind of similar reserve that was intended to cover interest expense if there was a deficit, but it sounded like there's also some semi-negative implications of dipping into that.
Yeah, we just
Because
have to
kind of last
notice the
resort.
bondholders, right, that we're dipping into it.
So yeah, it's if we've got assessment revenue sitting there, I would think my brain would say we use apply and apply that first towards interest payments before dipping into that reserve fund. And ideally, if we wouldn't need to use it at all.
Right.
If
Yeah, at some point it's going to get used, right, to pay down either interest or principal payments eventually. So, okay, I'll talk to Matt. Couple things. So, Nick, I'm going to send you the budget report. So, we have to do an annual budget report just saying we did a budget. So, you need to sign that one. And then I'm going to send to you and Seth the budget resolution. And then this interlocal for Utah Local Governments Trust. And then Seth, I'll get you all of the different quarterly reports. I'll get those sent out to you so you can start working on those.
Thanks. Well,
Okay.
one other item, as we are closing on these lots to home builders, we're doing these partial release of notice of assessment interest. And there, once they get recorded, they're supposed to be mailed to you. I wouldn't mind adding just a section on these quarterly board meetings of listing, this is how many lots have been released and this is how many are
Okay.
still outstanding. Just so
Okay.
we can track that and kind of have that.
Okay.
It's a good addition.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Are
And
they, so Seth, are they getting sent to CLA or to us?
once recorded, they are getting sent to Snow Jensen Reese, 912 West, 1600 South.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Nick, what did you have?
I was just gonna follow up on a kind of outstanding item from the previous meeting. I don't know. I may have missed any the email traffic on it, but I think there was at one point some emails coming from the state auditor, and they were asking for some past due information. Did that all get resolved?
Yeah, so the audits, so for the 25, they're going to start those. 24, we're just wrapping up. And then for the state auditor, there's a few things we have to file with them. So one's a fraud risk, the other one's a financial cert. So both of those you'll sign and Eric will sign together, the fraud risk and the financial cert. Then quarterly CLA uploads the quarterly financials. So we'll handle those if there's been an issue. Mainly it's been the audits just got a little behind. So I think the auditors are finally getting caught up. So, but if there's an issue, let me know.
Yeah, I mean they haven't followed up on that in a couple of months. It was before the new year, but there was just several emails that were
Yeah.
they sent and said we're past due on, I think it was the financial certifications, and
Yeah.
we'd last discussed that there was some
Yeah.
delays, but I just didn't know if those had gotten finalized and sent.
Yeah, the financial cert, we can submit the fraud risk at any time. The financial certification is once we get the audit back, you and Eric certify that the district's in good financial shape. And the only way you can do that is seeing the audit. So that's why we hold off till we get the audit.
So we're still waiting on 2024's audit. Is
Should
that
be
expected
getting
to be
done pretty
soon?
quick. To be honest, I don't know. I can try to get a hold of them. Let me just double check. Yeah, we haven't got it back yet. So as soon as we do, we'll put it on the agenda for you guys to see it and walk through. I'll let you know if there's any issues. Typically, there's not. So it's kind of hard for districts like ours to have any issues because you have the trustee, and requisitions, they can't release it till there's a requisition. It requires your signature, Sess, and then we also do the engineer has to sign off as well. So it's like triple checked. So I've never seen an issue, put it that way. There might be something where like we missed a notice period or something like that. But other than that, I've never seen issues. So,
Yeah, makes sense.
okay.
Surprise it's taken as long as it's.
All right. So you guys look for those. Obviously, not for what, 2 more hours once we get through the other 4 meetings. So, all right. If that's it, motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Seth.
Second.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Okay, see you.